We're now outside of our main studios here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the reason we're outside of our main studios is we have just over 60 musicians forming an orchestra. This is quite unique because these students, mostly sixth graders, some fifth graders, all come from different elementary schools in the North Hills School District. They rehearse and practice and come together to form one. We're going to hear five different selections from them this morning, and they all have to do with movies or television shows. We'll also talk with students throughout the performance, as well as conductor Allison Craig. Let me introduce to you for their first selection, the North Hills Combined Elementary School Orchestra. North Hills Combined Elementary School Orchestra, and we have a couple students from High Cliff Elementary School. We'll meet a pair of students representing each of the four elementary schools. And what's your name?
Maggie West.
And how old are you? What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade and I'm 12 years old.
What instrument do you play?
I play the viola.
And could you tell me the song that you just performed, and how long have you been playing the viola?
I've been playing for 3-ish years, and we just played Pirates of the Caribbean.
For somebody who might be thinking of learning how to play the viola, what do you think are some of the things to keep in mind as you're just starting?
Try not to get frustrated a lot.
Did you sometimes have that?
Yeah.
What frustrated you?
Like not getting the notes right or wrong bowings.
I can see that. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to from your school or neighborhood?
Probably like my family, I guess.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have you here. Let's meet you. What's your name?
Faith McAtee.
I like everybody's shirts, by the way, too. The North Hills Orchestra Tour 2020. These shirts are great, and there's a stringed instrument on the front of them. Was it designed by a student?
Yes, she's over there.
Excellent. Great job on the shirts. What instrument do you play?
I play the cello.
And I know I've talked with a lot of cello players over the years, and that instrument usually seems to call out to people. Did it call out to you as something you really wanted to play?
Yes, I tried the viola and the cello stood out more.
How come?
I felt like I sounded better on it when I tried it out for the first time, and I thought it was easier to manage.
Well, that's great. Is there anything that, you're in sixth grade also, right?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
And is there anybody you would like to give a shout out to on behalf of High Cliff, or anybody you'd like to acknowledge?
My family and my sisters especially.
Great. What are their names?
Samantha, Kaylin, Annalise, McAtee.
Excellent. Thank you very much for being with us. There you have Faith and Maggie. Now, another song, as they get back to their instruments, is about to be presented for you. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mrs. Craig to tell us a little bit about this whole idea of combining students into an orchestra. It's a good way to get prepared for when you're all eventually going to be in the same school.
Absolutely. So next year, when they're in seventh grade, these kids are going to be in one big class. And whenever we have our concerts, we meet all together and become one giant orchestra.
That's a wonderful way to do it. What song is coming up now?
Next, we're playing the themes from Harry Potter.
Once again, here is the North Hills Combined Elementary School Orchestra. Themes from Harry Potter here on the Saturday Light Brigade as played through the combined talent of four elementary schools in the North Hills School District. We are next going to talk with Giovanna and Aiden. And as you're coming up, can I sneak over to the t-shirt designer just for a minute? I'm sorry. What's your name?
Lexi McClough.
These t-shirts are great. Can you describe what they look like?
It's a multicolored cello it has a dripping pattern at the bottom.
How did you come up with that? I really love it.
I don't really know. I was just looking for a design to make.
You must like art in addition to music. Have you thought about what you might want to do when you get older?
Not really. I like making art and doing the cello.
Great. Well, congratulations. What school do you go to?
Westview Elementary.
Great. It's nice to meet you. And the shirts are really stunning. They're black. The lettering is white. The tour dates, and I think all your names, right, are on the back. and that multicolored drippy cello is really cool to look at. Let's meet each of you. These students are both from McIntyre. What's your name?
Aiden Lynch.
And can you tell me about yourself a bit? How old are you, your grade, what you like to do?
I'm in sixth grade. I'm 12 years old, and I really like acting and singing.
Have you been on stage for things?
Not really yet.
But are you taking lessons or learning acting or singing?
No.
But you know you like to do it.
Yes.
What instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
And I'm curious, we asked this question earlier about learning the violin. Are there tips you would give even to an adult who's maybe starting to learn?
I would say it's definitely, you have to have like a good teacher for them to teach you the right things. And again, not to get frustrated and to keep doing it.
Who was your teacher?
Mrs. Craig.
Well, that's good. Was she good?
Yeah.
She's right over there, but I'm sure she is a very good teacher. What do you think makes a good teacher for a musical instrument?
I'm not really sure. Just like they have the personality to help with students.
Yeah, you have to really like doing it, I think, too. Well, it's nice to meet you. Any shout-outs to folks?
Definitely my family and friends and Mrs. Craig for teaching me all of this stuff and the music.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet you now. What's your name?
Giovanna.
And Giovanna, tell me more about yourself, your age and grade, and what you like to do for fun.
I'm in sixth grade, and I'm 12 years old. I like to do art and singing.
And what instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
And I'm curious if you would agree about what it takes to learn or what some of the challenges are in becoming a good violin player.
You definitely have to practice and try not to like get frustrated with yourself.
Is it hard to come up with a discipline to practice? Do you do it at the same time every day or every week? What works for you?
I try to practice on the weekends. That's what works for me.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My family, my sister, and my teachers.
Wonderful. Thank you to both of you for being here. You're listening to the combined elementary school orchestra of North Hills School District. They're all elementary school students. The two students you just heard from are from McIntyre Elementary School. We'll hear from Ross Elementary School after this next song, and then from Westview. Earlier, we heard from students from Highcliff. These four schools, it's not like these kids see each other every single day. They're from four different schools. They come together. I'm going to ask Mrs. Allison Craig a little bit about that dynamic after the next song and how that comes to be. Right now, it looks to me like we're going to be in a chocolate mood.
Yes, and this is actually played by a small group from Ross and I think one student from Highcliff.
And it's called Wonka's Welcome Song.
Thank you.
There you've got members of the combined elementary school orchestra from North Hills Elementary Schools. I really liked how that song seemed to be a conversation as you heard instruments talking to other instruments. Simon and Isabel are about to join us. They're here, in fact. I'll start with you, Simon. What instrument were you playing? How old are you in your grade?
I'm in sixth grade. I'm 12, and I play the violin.
And what do you like to do beyond music, in addition to music?
I like sports. I like to play hockey and fight with my brother.
What's your brother's name?
Jesse.
And does he play hockey as well?
No, he bowls.
Do you play on a team?
Yeah.
What's the name of your team?
It's like a big group called Dexstar.
Excellent. It's good to hear that. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or acknowledge anybody? You're a student at Ross, right?
My four friends, Edie, Max, Mason, and Brady.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us and representing Ross. And now we say hello to Isabel. You know the drill by now, grade and age, maybe what you like to do or an interesting fact about yourself.
Hi, I'm in sixth grade. I'm 11, and I also really like to do math outside of music, and I play the cello.
I like math a lot, too, and you've probably heard this before. They say that a lot of people that love music also like math. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
There are, and Mrs. Craig would probably back me up on that, they say that the patterns and some of the things, parts of your brain that get excited by math, also get excited by music. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older? I know it's early.
When I get older, I actually want to be a math professor.
You must have a really good math teacher.
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Miss Fetterman.
Hopefully she'll hear that. And I'm curious about, I've always, cello players fascinate me because of the way the instrument seems to call out to you. I mentioned that earlier. Is that how you came to the cello?
Well, I actually picked it because I really liked the sound of it.
Yeah, it has a tone that seems to resonate with the human voice, and you can feel it. How often do you practice?
Not actually that much. I might practice like once a week or so. I'm not like a crazy practicer.
Some people are. It all depends, I guess. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody?
Probably just my family.
Great. Thanks, Isabel. And in just a moment, we have another song. But I'm curious about the rehearsal. I'm going to turn to Mrs. Craig, our conductor. Here you've got kids from four different schools, so there have to be some logistics involved in getting them to rehearse together. Do they also work on these songs individually at their schools?
So we work on these songs during class, during the school day. We'll meet twice every 6 days because we go through a six-day cycle. So they'll meet in one small group with their instrument, and then they'll meet another day with their full class from that school. We actually rehearsed once all together on Tuesday.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you know of any other schools that do this sort of thing? You're the only one I know of.
I'm not quite sure, actually. I don't think there's any other schools around here that combine our schools together.
Yeah, it wasn't until middle school that I had a chance to play in a large group like this, and it's fun to get that experience a little earlier. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and we are in the midst of hearing songs that were soundtracks or are soundtracks to movies or TV shows. What's next?
Next, we're playing a song from Coco. It's called Remember Me. We actually have a soloist, Ellie Kim, playing the cello for the very beginning.
Once again, here is the combined orchestra of North Hills Elementary Schools. Thank you. How beautiful. We're going to talk to a couple students from Westview, Alexis and Shane. And as they make their way up here, I'm going to try to talk to our soloist briefly. Could you tell me your name again?
My name's Ellie Kim.
And Ellie, where do you go to school?
Ross Elementary.
Congratulations on a beautiful solo. Do you get nervous when you have to do a solo before everybody plays?
Yeah, I get really nervous.
I do too. I had to do that once when I was in the high school marching band and I played drums. And if I didn't get it at the right tempo, I heard about it. You were really poised and did such a great job. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Just my family.
Great. Well, thank you, Ellie, for talking, and congratulations on your solo. Now we're going to meet Alexis and Shane. We'll start with Alexis. They both are from Westview. You know the drill by now. We're going to ask you the instrument you play and your age and grade.
I'm 11 years old, I play violin, and I'm in sixth grade.
And would you like to say hello to anybody, acknowledge them, or just give a shout-out?
I'd like to do a shout-out to my family and my best friend, Lily Clarkson.
Excellent. And how long have you been playing the violin? How old were you when you started?
I think it was in fourth grade, so like nine.
Nine, so it's been a few years now, 3 years or so. Do you have other things you enjoy doing musically or simply in the classroom?
I just started karate yesterday. I do piano and I sew.
How's that been going?
It's good.
Good. Well, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you for being with us. Now we have Shane, also from Westview. And I'm guessing that you play bass. Am I right? No? What do you play?
Cello.
Cello. But you've got your cello. I knew that you had to play cello or bass because you're not holding the instrument in your arms being up here. Tell me about your experiences with the cello.
It's been great. I love the sound it makes, and I love practicing.
Do you ever sort of make up your own songs as you play, or just try to extend the limits beyond the music you're given to learn?
Not usually.
Because
sometimes I will.
Yeah, the cello just seems like an instrument that would lend itself to that. What grade are you in?
Sixth.
And how old?
I'm 11.
Any shout-outs or acknowledgments to folks in your neighborhood, family, school?
My mom, my dad, and my brothers and sisters.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. And thank you both for coming here, Shane and Alexis from Westview. Now, we have our last selection coming up, and I saw a clue on this person's cap. There is a Dunder Mifflin cap that is here. So that gave me a little clue. This may be Pittsburgh, but we're going to head east to Scranton, Pennsylvania. But not before I thank all of the parents that have helped today, and also our director, Mrs. Allison Craig. Thank you very much. This will be our last chance to talk, at least for today. Are there any things you'd like to mention that we may not have talked about?
I just wanted to say this group is very hardworking, and it's been great working with them. And actually next year I'll be able to see them in seventh grade, so that'll be something very exciting.
You'll get to travel along with them from the next grade. I also want to say something. I want to thank all of you on behalf of our listening audience for playing so beautifully together. It's very inspirational to hear people representing four different schools, many more neighborhoods behind those schools, all playing together. And I hope you'll keep it up with Mrs. Craig in your future. I suspect you will. So once again, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we have the North Hills School District Combined Elementary School Orchestra taking us to Scranton.